encuentra, mamá de Chihuahua. That's right, time for the zoo report for today. And Tabo, I know that you are the kind of person who hates it when people photobomb you when you're trying to take a picture. Isn't that the worst? You're trying to take a selfie and then someone photobombs you, and they're always more ugly than anybody who was in the picture. That's why I excluded them in the first place, you know. So it is a big issue, but apparently the good people of Virunga National Park in the Democratic Republic of Congo have decided that it wasn't so bad on this occasion, because one of the game rangers there, Matayu Shamamvu, took a selfie the other day, and behind him are two gorillas.
I saw this.
They're not just like standing there like, you know, like gorillas normally do, sitting and eating a lunch or, you know, whatever, scratching. They're proper standing as if they were humans. The one is standing there and looks kind of angry, sort of like 2 feet apart, standing there, arms down, looking straight into the camera. And the other one is literally doing a photobomb pose. It's like leaned in behind the photo, behind the ranger, and is looking at the camera. And so you've got these two gorillas photobombing in the background of a poor game ranger. And it is a, quite a remarkable shot, actually. And apparently it has been shared 20,000 times, and all sorts of people are super interested in these gorillas. Apparently the one's name is Natakazi and the other one is Nadezi, and apparently they like being photographed all the time anyway, so they just decided that this time it would be a bit cooler. And apparently gorillas can stand up, it's not like such a big deal, and they're not always having to walk on their knuckles and their arms, so that's kind of interesting. Turns out that the park stretches along the northeast region of the country. It's home to 22 primate species, including 3 great apes, and it's estimated that 1,000 mountain gorillas inhabit the site, with more than 600 rangers who are in the park there to deal with acts of violence, including two Britons that were kidnapped at the park last year. So there we go. There were gorillas, and they were there photobombing the photos on the zoo report today.
It's quite a remarkable picture if you actually see it. It almost looks
like a movie.
No, it almost looks like people in gorilla suits.
Yeah, exactly. Like as if it is Planet of the Apes kind of thing. Yeah, it is pretty cool. So there we go. That is your zoo report for today. You should go and have a look at it. It is really, really worth seeing. Just, just checking out what's going on. What else is going on all around the world? So people are still dealing with the Sri Lankan issue. They're having all of these mass burials today, which is quite hectic. And a lot of people are trying to figure out what's going on, because as we discussed yesterday, Sri Lanka has a history of certain kinds of ethnic violence, but never this kind of religious violence being perpetrated against Christians. They don't normally get involved in the war there. So it's going to be interesting to see what actually develops. They made all of these arrests. It's going to be interesting to see if they can figure out what has been happening. It's quite a disturbing story just all around. And I do hope that more media attention does get put on to this particular issue. You know, we saw the Pittsburgh massacre, we saw the New Zealand massacre, and there was rightly so a lot of outrage at those. And I don't know if we've quite seen quite enough from the Sri Lankan one. So I do hope that it does get the attention it deserves, because it is really quite a horrific tragedy, and no good at all.